You're about to listen to our Jonte and Rich On Demand podcast. Did you know we have an after the show podcast called Afterwards? It's completely uncensored and things you'd never be able to hear on our radio show. To find it, just search Afterwards wherever you hear your podcasts.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet. I just flipped
the switch. What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John Jay and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
It's John Jay and Rich. Our phone number is 877-937-1047. Our website, johnjayandrich.com. I saw something on Kyle's Instagram, and I can't stop thinking about it because I keep So let me run it by you. I saw you get some Botox the other day.
Yes. Right? Empty Skin Lounge.
Right. She's the best.
Whenever I go see Jamie, it's like the best day ever.
And I had this vision. You ever seen my best example is like a professional basketball player or a baseball player, and they talk about, especially when their dad was one, and they'd be like, "Well, yeah, Steph Curry, his dad was a professional basketball player, and he was like, my dad always took me to the gym when he was going." Where do you think I'm going?
Easton's going to be a professional Botox getter.
No, Easton's going to become a plastic surgeon. Her 4-year-old son.
I would love that.
Her 4-year-old son was with her during this procedures.
Yeah.
And every time that she would turn the camera around, you'd be sitting in a chair smiling.
Oh, happy.
And I just like my brain went like to the future, him like becoming like the number one plastic surgeon in the world and being interviewed in all these magazines. Like, what happened? Well, when I was 4, my mom would always take me with her to all her procedures. that's what I saw. Like when you interview the best basketball player of all time, he says, my dad always took me. Kobe Bryant, his dad was a professional basketball player. And when he's interviewed, he says, my dad always took me with him to practice. And I would just sit there and play dribble the ball. And so like I look at the video of Easton, and his mom's on the bench on the thing while she's getting Botox, and she pans the camera over, and he's just sitting there smiling, looking at her.
So happy to be there.
That's what I mean. Other videos, he's crying, he's miserable, he doesn't want to swim, he doesn't want to take pictures, he doesn't,
nope.
Boom, plastic surgery, sign me up, scalpel.
That would be amazing because before I had a career in radio, I was pre-med because I wanted to be a plastic surgeon. And then I realized I'm not smart enough for that. He already is kind of a genius, loves putting things together, and he could put mommy back together. when he gets to that point. Yeah, I felt really weird kind of like bringing him. I had to call ahead of time because I also had a Clear and Brilliant laser appointment with them too, and I was like, weird for me to bring my kid? Like, do people bring their kid?
They're like, it's not like they have a little play area for him,
like a daycare.
No, and Ashley was like, definitely not with the laser. I was like, he could like put sunglasses on or something. She's like, no. So I rescheduled the laser appointment. She's like, just go see Jamie. And it was funny because afterwards, you know, when you get Botox, if you get it, you know this. Sometimes it's like where the injection sites are. They like swell up just a little bit, so it's like you have bumps all over your forehead. So, actually, it's kind of funny because after I got Botox, I got a Cool Sculpting consultation. And so while we were waiting for Kelly to come in, Easton was sitting on my lap, and he was just like studying my forehead, like, what are these mounds that aren't usually there? And he's like kind of poking them a little bit.
a plastic surgeon. He goes back to like, yeah, well, when I was 4, my mom took me to her Botox appointment, and that's what started it. And
those are the videos that will play at his, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Do they have like an inauguration for it?
Then when he was 6, he started watching. He started watching Nip Tuck. And then he started watching
graphic.
All these plastic surgery stories on YouTube. And then he gets into med school, and then he becomes the number one plastic surgeon. He works on his mom. His mom becomes Catwoman. You see that woman? You see that woman that's got those lips along?
Oh no! I hope no. He'll be better than that.
Yeah.
Anyway. He'll be better than that.
I have to say something too. Speaking of kids, so my son Dutch had surgery the other day on his knee, and he came out of there all high, stoned. You know, he was so high, and I was filming most of it, right? And some of it was sad because he was crying, and then he was laughing. Then he came out talking. He came out of the surgery talking like a hip hop artist. He wouldn't stop talking like a hip hop artist, right? But one thing, I captured almost all of it, except for one thing. I'm so bummed I missed this moment. So he's like crying and laughing, and he wasn't obnoxious, you know, but he was just kind of like loopy. Asking me for my mom. He was loopy. Mm-hmm. And you know how there's those videos that gone viral where the mom films the kid saying, I was hoping for a moment like that. And it happened, but I missed it.
Oh, no. This sucks.
Here's what happened. So he was there. They had to give him some pain meds, but he hadn't eaten yet. So they're trying to give me some Cheez-Its. And he was saying like, oh, you know, dad, something, dad. He's like, you're telling me that I sound like that radio guy. I sound like the guy on the radio is what he was saying. You sound like the guy on the radio. And then she goes, boy, you weren't like this in the OR. And then he goes, OR? She goes, yeah, do you know what OR is? And he goes, no. She goes, that means operating room. And he goes, oh, do you know what DN is? And she goes, no. And he goes, D's nuts.
No, to the nurse.
To the nurse.
Always. Always. I flipping die.
I was laughing so hard.
That's so great.
And he's like, nurse. Then he goes, where's Candace? Where's Candace?
No.
Yes. And she goes, Candace? And I went, no. 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 And my wife was like, no, no. And I was like, oh my God, is he going to do it? And then I was so mad I didn't record that moment. And I recorded everything after that, everything before that, except for that moment.
That was your viral debut.
That was it. That would have been huge. Wouldn't that be huge? Having
yes.
Your kid say, D's nuts. And he did it perfectly, stoned out of his mind.
Do you know what DN is?
Yeah. And I haven't heard that one yet.
No.
That was quick.
That was quick.
And I don't know if he was leading her with the OR thing. Do you know what I mean? Because like, yo, you were like that in the OR. OR, what's that? Operating room? Oh, do you know what DN is? What's that? D's nuts.
Oh, my. That is your child.
How's he doing?
Oh, my God. He's doing great. He's doing 100% great. He's fantastic. It was a blessing. I mean, I prayed. We prayed. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for asking. Yeah, he's doing. He has a brace on. He's playing video games.
Is this his second surgery? Is that the same knee he had surgery
same
on before?
Same knee, different thing.
Okay.
Different thing, yeah.
And, like, how long is that recovery for somebody like Dutch?
Oh, till he's 100%, probably 6 months or something like that. I don't know. But he's doing hyperbaric, so it'll be 2 days. All right. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so Peyton's here. I wanted to ask you, there were three things I wanted to bring up with you. One, how much you hate the sneakers app.
Oh, man.
Because I think, you know, a few of us on the show aren't really into shoes, mm-hmm. right? And I have a plug, and my plug, he's even having a hard time trying to get through for some shoes that I'm trying to get, right?
But yeah,
because they changed app. It. Yeah, they changed the whole sneaker game.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So how do you get your shoes? And why do you
I
hate
don't
the
get the shoes.
Why do
that's
you hate
the problem.
That's the problem.
It's, the sneaker app, that's the one that's Nike's.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you basically, at 7 o'clock in the morning, they do drops in the mornings. And you can decide like which shoes you want so you can get a notification like push to your phone. But you have to enter a drawing in order to like get the shoe.
Oh, and that's what happened with your husband, Mr. Baby. He got in the drawing one time to get a pair of shoes, right?
Yeah, he's actually, it's like really rare to win on the sneakers app. And he's won like 3 times, which is like huge. But yeah, it's so hard because what people do, you know, some people use this as a side hustle to like they get these shoes and they sell them for more, like a lot more. It's like $100, $200 more than the retail price. But what some people do is they buy bots. So there's a bunch of bots like trying to get these shoes, entering these raffles. So for people that are trying to buy it for a retail price, it's like impossible. There's like no way.
Yeah.
You have to go to different websites to pay extra to get these shoes. Right. And I think that's so unfair. So dumb.
Yeah, it's not fair at all. And I actually won one time on the sneakers app and I got an entire outfit and I was pumped about it. I got a jacket and some shorts and a shirt, but I haven't had any luck with any shoes yet. So it's like ridiculously hard to win a raffle draw in the sneakers app. And I'm going to be the bot. So I can get the shoes. I'll buy a bot.
You get
so
to a point where
them.
It's like not even about like the shoes that you want. You just want to win on the sneakers app.
Yeah.
So you're like submitting for every single shoe out there just so you can get a win.
Absolutely, dude.
How do you buy a bot? How do you even do that?
I don't know.
I thought it was like a computer thing you had to be to become a bot. Like, but I didn't know that it was all about a raffle. I thought that was just something they had as well.
Mm-mm.
I thought you just could go buy shoes on the app.
And I believe that's kind of new. Like, you know how like people will camp out at stores to like get the first shoes that were out there? No, this is like the new thing now.
Probably pandemic because they didn't want people standing in line.
Yeah.
Well, actually, my sister just told me that she went to the mall a couple weeks ago or something, and they were people still standing outside the line to get the shoes that had just dropped that morning.
And they do raffles at stores too.
They
finish
do.
Line. Yeah, mm-hmm. We entered a couple raffles.
So it's like your raffle to win. It's your raffle to buy the shoe. Like, it's stupid.
It's so weird because you can't just go to a shoe store anymore and just buy a shoe you want. Like, they don't
Mm-mm.
drop enough of them. They don't make enough of them.
Nope.
It sucks. Because I keep trying to buy these certain Air Force Ones, and it's almost impossible to find.
Exactly.
It's so annoying.
It's a little game you learn in economics called supply and demand. You diminish the supply, you raise the demand.
Makes sense.
There are certain shoe plugs out there that have some connections as well. Or I think these shoe plugs have bots.
They have bots. They have bots, yeah.
Like, my guy has... He has a bot, or he has a couple of them, but I don't know why he hasn't been able to pull through lately. Because I said, he goes, which ones do you want? I literally bought 8 pairs of shoes, and they couldn't get in. He had to refund me all my money because he couldn't pull through.
Yeah, that sucks.
What
it's
are you doing ridiculous.
With all these shoes?
Wearing them.
I was about to say wearing them.
I didn't
them.
Get them.
Showing them off.
Suzette sitting there. You know what's funny, Suzette? Is you're like, and these people, they get their shoes, they resell them for more money. That's what Mr. Baby's doing.
He did it. He did it so that he can get the shoes he wants at retail price. You know what I
so
mean?
He like, can't get his
he'll
shoes.
Go somewhere and pay extra, but because he sold some and made a little profit, he basically got the shoes he wanted for retail. It's not like his side gig or anything. He's just like, I don't think it's fair that I need to be paying more for these shoes. I just want to get them at retail price. That's it.
Yeah, it's true. It's so tough.
So if anyone has any shoe connection, shoot us a DM.
Please.
You got a lot of people here willing to buy shoes. Right? All right. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, I mean, I know Rich has talked about it on television before, but he has a girlfriend.
He's talked about it with us.
I'm saying new people, anybody listening
that's
to the show.
Right.
Somebody
you
new
just don't pay attention.
Somebody tuning in to the show that's new.
It's been a while already, too.
And he's already trying to set her up.
What?
Somebody else.
What?
He has me?
No, we were just having this discussion on Friday, and I think everybody in this room should participate. And it first started like, if we weren't dating each other, who would we see the other person with? And we eliminate people that we know so it doesn't get uncomfortable and go with celebrities.
Okay, I was about to say.
Well, it's funny
because
my wife and I have done that before, but with people we know.
Oh, awkward.
I know why. Awkward. And then you start to look at that person like,
hey.
Like my wife's like, if I died, here's who I'd want you to be with. Like that kind of conversation.
Yeah, it was one of those.
But with the people we want, like that.
And that's not awkward?
I don't know. I was fine with who she picked.
You didn't see that person differently,
but
though?
In this scenario, as you're saying it, like if they die, that other person, whether they're married or not, it doesn't matter. They just come over to you and then they are with you, right? In that scenario?
I guess so. I don't remember.
So that's kind of how it works here. So if it's a
She hasn't died yet.
So if it's a celebrity, it doesn't matter what their situation is. It's just who they're into. And so... She picked for me, she said, because she doesn't know where she stands politically because she's from England. She picked Kate Beckinsale for me. She's like, because she seems funny and goofy.
One.
And I'm like, okay, that works. I would be happy with that. It's kind of mellow. So I picked for her Jason Bateman from Ozark. And she was so excited. Mm-hmm. It kind of bothered me. I started getting jealous. Like, why are you so excited about...
You picked it.
Yeah, I know. I just figured I'd pick somebody that was, like, kind of intelligent, kind of low-key, funny, but not like... But Jason, I would love to be... I would love to be his friend. I would love to go out with Jason Bateman.
Do you have his number?
That's where it's going. I was getting a little... Imagine if it was, like, somebody that I knew. She's, like, all excited about. But it was just Jason Bateman. So... Here's the question to go around the room. We'll start with you, Kyle.
Oh,
something tragically happens. You are not together with the fish anymore, but you get to pick a celebrity to be the new wife. Who do you gift him as your celebrity? Everybody's
got
to come up with an answer.
Mine. So Scott is very serious. And if it weren't for me, I think he would like work his life away. So I feel like he needs someone like fun to pull him out of his shell, put him in the uncomfortable situations that he says he doesn't like, then afterwards he actually has fun, or at least I think he does. So I would say maybe like a Gwen Stefani or an Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, cool. I'd pick Isla Fisher for Scott.
Yeah. But I feel like
Stefani.
Yeah. See that. It's like you need someone like fun, bubbly, goofy, which I guess Isla Fisher is. But I pick Gwen Stefani because he likes blondes.
Okay.
First.
Good.
And Emma Stone, just because she's all around lovable for everything. Mm-hmm. I love Isla Fisher, but I just didn't pick her for Scott.
It's okay. You can throw it in the
incorrect.
All right, Suzette, who are you picking for Mr. Baby? If you're every, it's got to be a celebrity.
La Llorona. He ain't hearing nobody better.
You're not saying they're better. Because who would be good for?
You can't be happy. La Llorona. No,
evil.
I think
that's evil.
No, I was trying to think of like short celebrities because Mr. Baby is really short, and I think I would pick Becky G because that we have a lot of similarities.
That's good.
Yeah, and I could see them working.
He's going to be happy with
She's
that
cute.
Choice.
Yeah.
Okay, John Jay, your move.
Well, judging by what you guys are saying, you're going by somebody comparable to who's in your relationship. So for my wife, hands down, it'd probably have to be Chris Hemsworth.
Lucky her. She's like, when do you go?
I can't breathe.
Hey, Chris.
I mean, it's like I can't go any further than that.
Of course.
Right. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I know.
That was a good one.
I know, it's too good. That's all I got.
That's good.
It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
You know that thing on Instagram they do where you do that thing that says, ask me a question?
Yeah.
It never works for me.
It doesn't?
Back to the technology. No, every time I do it, I can't.
Cursed.
Yeah, every time I do it.
Oh, you sure you're doing it right?
No, I'm not. I don't think I am. You showed me one time and I couldn't do it.
Well, can we ask you questions? Because I think there's some plot holes that you've brought up on the show, but you haven't followed up on.
Would you mind sending me a DM?
Can you email me, please?
One of my questions is I know at one point you spent a lot of money on this red light thing that you were holding over your head, and then I think you said there was a different colored light that's more powerful that you were going to buy, too. So, A, are you still using the red light that you hold over your head? And two, did you buy the blue or the green light or whatever it was? And does that work better?
Okay. I bought the red light for over my head, or actually for your body, almost a year ago. It was a year ago, like last week, because it popped up in my memories. And it also helps you recover and heal. And Kemp, my son, had hurt his ankle in January, and he was using it all the time. So it just kind of kept it in his room. I got so excited about this red light thing that I bought another one for a friend, and I was going to give it. He hurt his ankle, and I was like, dude, I got this thing for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a special gift, and I'm going to give it to you. And he's like, oh, my, I can't wait. I'm like, all right. And it's in my garage. I still haven't given it to him.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It was over a year ago. It was a year ago.
How's his ankle? Pricey.
I know. It's still in the box. And so what I've decided to do is, since I haven't given it to him yet, I'm just going to keep it. Uh-huh. And I was going to open up and put it in my bathroom and have both red lights fighting each other. And when I get dressed in the morning, I'll stand between the red lights. Because what I've also started to do is I bought a package from my doctor. You know, I go to this one doctor, and this doctor has the red light tables like a tanning bed. And I bought unlimited use. So I can go there all the time. And instead of use, it's more powerful than what I have at home. And so you just go in there for 15, 20, 25 minutes, and you get it all. It does everything, your head, your feet, your body, everything.
And what's it supposed to do?
Well, there's different settings. You can have it for your brain. You can have it for your skin. You can have it for male vitality. You can have it for all kinds of different things. But you have to get totally naked. You sit in this machine for 25 minutes.
Is it similar to what the hyperbaric chamber does?
Hyperbaric chamber is something different. I just bought another package of that, too.
Unlimited?
No, not unlimited. I bought a package of 20 that you have to use by the end of July.
You were trying to buy your own, so Blake said no?
I was trying to sell her on it, but I stopped because the hyperbaric chamber that I was going to buy, is you put in your house, it's not as good a quality as the medical grade version place that I found, which is phenomenal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about your no spray dilemma? Because you've been obsessed.
I love no spray. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. And you were trying to quit, but you wanted to start on your diet first.
Yes. So did I tell you about my dollar store no spray?
Yeah.
It's incredible. The dollar store.
It is? I thought you didn't like it.
No, it's so powerful. It's like not even a real brand. It's almost like some off brand.
Oh, that's
it's like
right.
gasoline. And so I went there and I bought this one, a nose spray from Dollar Store, like whenever I told you guys.
That's right? So concerning.
It's crazy. So I bought this one nose spray and I was like, that's going to be my last thing of nose spray that I use, right? So it's still down to the last little whatever. So I use about nose spray in the morning and sometimes at night. That's it. Sometimes not in the morning. Sometimes just at night when I go
to
bed.
Progress. That's better. That's why it was 30 times a day for
a
while.
Right. But I think it's because the Dollar Store nose spray is so powerful. I think it might even like burn part of my brain out. It's so powerful.
But you're done after that.
Well,
yeah,
wait.
That's what he said when he finished the last one he found in his backpack.
When I get to my diet. So I went to, actually the other day, I had to take my son Cam to his basketball game, and there's a Dollar Store right there. So I went in there. Now, when I went to the first time to go buy some, when I found some, there was like a whole bunch of nose spray, like a sea of nose spray. And it's literally a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to CVS, it's like $15.
Yeah, they're expensive.
That's because theirs isn't expired.
Right. There's something wrong with this nose spray because it's a dollar. You know, you go to a dollar store, not everything's a dollar,
mm-hmm.
right? So
no,
this.
That's what it is. It's
no,
a dollar
it's called,
store.
It's no. Dollar, no, no, no.
Oh, like you didn't go to Dollar Tree.
It's
you
called,
went to
no,
somewhere.
Dollar Tree. It's Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree, everything's a dollar.
No, 99-cent stores, everything's a dollar.
That's right.
No, Dollar Tree.
Some of them, things
get
are more.
Milk mm-hmm. Duds there
like
are
family
go to
dollars
Dollar Tree all the time.
I'm telling you, it's not. So, like, I tried to buy Milk Duds there. Milk Duds were $1.29. So, it's like, there's still stuff. There's $3. No, I'm telling you. So, I went in there for the nose spray that's normally $15 at CVS. It's a dollar. So, when I went there the other day, I thought, I'm going to get some more of this nose spray. I can't believe it's a dollar. It was all gone. It was all sold out.
Mm.
And the manager was there, and I was like, hey, you had this nose spray over here.
Yes, it's been recalled because it's burning people's brains.
It's been banned.
Don't know. She's like, I don't know. Don't see nose spray. I can't recall ever having nose spray here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It was right here on the shelf. There was tons of it. And she's like, not that I know of. I'm like, how long have you been the manager here? She's like, for years. I'm like, I'm telling you. So she was like, no.
Never so, existed, so you got something.
What have you been sniffing?
Oh,
I still have
you better make sure that you are actually sniffing nose spray.
That could be just glue, straight up glue. No. Is it airplane glue? Does it say airplane glue on the side?
Did you get it in the automotive section?
No, it was right there in the middle. Remember I told you I'd asked this woman where the nose spray was, and she goes, I don't work here.
That's so embarrassing.
So it was that day. It was when I bought it. So anyway, that's where I am with my nose spray stuff. As soon as I started eating right, here's what I thought about doing. I thought about not shaving, and I thought about not and going on a diet, and then losing weight, stopping the nose spray, and then see if I could look like Tom Hanks from Castaway. And then when I hit my goal weight, I'm just going to shave it all off. It'll look different.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Kyle's staring at you.
Just like the things you come up with. It's just so ridiculous.
Why try to do so much all at the same time?
Hey, if that's going to motivate John him to stop the nose spray and to eat healthy, then.
And then do my red light. Hyperbaric.
So there's no other color besides red light? It's just the red light?
No, there's green light. The green light is for skin, I think. And the red light, it's all these. I don't know. It's a fascinating place, man.
And it works?
Oh, I don't know. It was work. There was a time where I was eating right, and I was going to that place, and people were complimenting my skin.
Huh?
What are you doing? Your skin looks great. I was like, ooh, red light, hyperbaric. I'll keep you posted. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, Peyton in the studio. You know, we've been following her story with her boyfriend Kadeem, who came from out of town and is pretty much living with her this summer. Hopefully, you wanted to stay, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. So I hope it works out.
But he's been living with you and your grandma.
Mm-hmm, and my little brother, too, because he's back from college. So,
oh, that's right.
And he's 21, I'm 22, and Kadeem's 24.
So how's that going so far?
It's fine. It's all good. Our schedules are like the complete opposites. So it all works out.
That's kind of nice, because even though it's like a full house, it doesn't feel like you guys are on top of each other all the
time.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Except for like 7:30-ish when everyone's kind of home eating dinner. Like we all kind of somehow end up on top of each other, but it's okay. It's like 45 minutes and we get to hang out and talk. So.
But when you're all home eating dinner, that also includes your mom and dad too, right?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And does your grandma love it? Like, is she the more the merrier, or is she time for some of you to be on your way?
I think it depends. I honestly think it depends. So I've had a couple talks with her and she's like, you guys are great roommates. You know, I go to bed and the house looks the same when I wake up, and that's all I really ask for.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Yeah, I think we keep pretty good care of the house and are respectful to her. So
Okay, yeah. So let me ask you this. Since you've started on the show, has there been an increase in your social media? Like, has it been more followers?
Definitely.
There has been? Okay.
Yeah.
So now how has your boyfriend, Kadeem, handled what? What are you laughing at?
It's just so funny because my social media blows up like it's nothing when I post something. And he doesn't like it.
It's nothing. Oh, it blows up like crazy, you mean?
Yeah, like it's nothing. Like it's something.
Like before, it wasn't nothing. Now you post something and you have comments, you have whatever.
Yes.
And how does he handle you being in the public eye now?
Well, I mean, he knows what he got himself into being with me because I'm always... Always, I like to be the center of attention. I'm a Leo. Like, that's just me.
The spotlight.
Yes.
Is that a Leo? Leo's
a spotlight?
Leo
thing. Oh, it is? Okay. It's a Leo
good.
Thing.
Good. Yeah. I can tell. I mean, you're it's one of the reasons you're on the show. You're
big
you're
Leo energy, man. But no, he just thinks it's so funny because, like, I get a lot of, like, old men commenting on my stuff.
Yes.
Like what are they saying?
Like sexy or something just creepy, man. And it's just, and it's so funny because he'll see it and I'll be laying next to him or sitting next to him and he'll be like, who's Ronald? Who's Jerry? And I'm like, Jerry. I say Ronald because I'm watching Startup and that's the first name that comes to me. Or like, who's Jerry? Who's Sean? I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, this is a rando commenting sexy or beautiful or banging bod on my stuff. And he's like, these dudes are creeps, man.
What about your DMs? Are you getting
my DMs are awful. Yes, I don't even want to talk about it.
There's no, some intense.
No, let's talk specifically about
that's
it.
That's what I gotta hear. Then.
Yeah, I think it, you know it's creepy, but once they slide into the DM, that's an extra level of
And I have like some persistent people on there too that'll constantly like I don't ever reply, obviously, but
there's some aggressive ones.
Aggressive, oh, dude, like. Yeah, it's intense.
I like sending those to Mr. Baby, my husband, too. And he's like, reply saying this. Like, it's just like a game.
See, Mr. Baby seems like he's more fun than my boyfriend, Kadeem. Because Kadeem, he's like, I don't want to hear it. That's gross. Like, I'm going to fight him. Like, why is Reginald from Kansas commenting sexy babe on your picture? Oh, I'm like, dude, I don't know. I like the attention, though.
So what do you mean?
I'm like, I'm never going to reply to you, sir, but thank you
that's
for the
so
call.
Honest.
Flattered.
So honest. That's great. And it must feel good that he's like, jacked about it. I mean, you know what I mean? He's irritated.
Obviously, he, like, doesn't think anything of it, but man.
But like a little bit of jealousy is kind of
nice.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Because then it's like, oh, you do care. Okay.
If he didn't notice at all.
Very true. That'd be a different story. I'd be like, you didn't see him comment sexy babe on my picture? That's an issue, dude. But no, he's good times. He's funny.
Good. Glad to see things are going so well. That's good. I like him. I've seen him. I've met him a few times. He's a really, really nice guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
All right. Thank you, Peyton. It's John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
Joey Bradfish in the studio. Because I would say, is this because did you put your foot in your mouth or what? Something backfired?
Something really backfired over the weekend. So I was hanging out with a new guy, Nick, and we were having a little swim party, my wife and I and him and his wife and little baby Caroline. And his wife, Caitlin's currently pregnant right now. So we went over to their house and just kind of hung out. It was chill. But for some reason, when I hang around Nick, I kind of turn into Nick. You know how Nick makes dark jokes?
Mm-hmm. Just like he always goes a little too far.
Yes. Right. Yes. And so I feel like I'm always trying to one-up him. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it today. And
oh, like you planned on one-upping him. Like it's
well, I always plan it, yeah.
Conscious thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We always try to out-dark each other. Okay. And usually he wins. Oh. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to change things up today. I'm gonna go the dark route with his wife, who is pregnant, I might add. I had had a few cocktails, and I'm like, I'm going to do it. And so Nick had to go put Caroline down, and it's just me, my wife, and Caitlin in the pool. And Nick leaves, and I pull her over, and I was like, hey, listen. You've got to be nicer to Nick. You have to be nicer. She's like, why? It's like, Nick is terrified of you. He comes in every day, and he's telling me all these things you're saying about him, and he's terrified of you. Then I was like, I'm just joking. And then she's like, she thought I wasn't joking the entire night. So she's like, you wouldn't just say that. You wouldn't just like make that up on a whim. I was like, no, I really would. And like, I'm like backpedaling like crazy. And then Nick comes out and she's like, am I mean to you? Like, she was almost in tears.
Dude, those pregnancy emotions are no joke.
Right. Again, I forgot she was pregnant. And that I shouldn't be saying these things. And Nick, poor Nick.
You walked him into an avalanche.
He says, yeah, she was upset the rest of the night. Like, tried the rest of the weekend. And up until Monday afternoon, last Monday. Yeah, it was a wonderful thing. And he's like, she's almost in tears. Also, she was in tears. She was in actual tears because she's like, he just wouldn't make that up. And I was like, no, you don't know him. You don't know him I do. He would.
Wouldn't she, if she felt guilty about it, wouldn't she also somehow be acting way nicer?
Yeah, you would think, but it was more, you need to talk to your friend and see why he said that, rather than like, oh, it's so nice that you put the baby to bed tonight. So it was.
Are you scared of your wife?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Petrified.
So true story.
Especially when she hears this break.
So
no,
Joey, you were
sweet.
Just making it up. You had to go off of something, right?
No, I
maybe I don't understand what would precede something that Nick would do to you that would be dark.
Where I have no idea. It just popped into my head. I was like,
so you're like in the pool, like waist deep, like laughing, yeah. Joking. You know, I picture you with like a straw hat on,
yeah.
And you walk
exactly.
Over
not
to her,
far off,
and you go over to her. You're like, hey, be nicer. Hey,
yeah, yeah,
hey. You gotta be nice to your husband.
Her and Chanel were talking, and I stopped Chanel and I floated over to Caitlin and I said, listen, while Nick's gone, I need to tell you this. He is terrified of you. Terrified.
And Chanel, so when I come back out, like, she's upset, and Chanel is so sweet. She's like, Caitlin, it's fine. It's fine. He does this all the time.
So what have you done to him?
What have I? Well,
I get the impression from Nick, like, when we're in here talking and we tell stories, and there's always like a dark joke, and it's a dark something about what we're talking about. Not like he's literally playing a practical joke on you, is what he did. So what have you done to him?
I don't know. I mean, Joey always brags about having two parents, which is something that I don't have. So I mean.
See,
but that's bragging on yourself.
So well,
that's
yeah, no, well,
you're
yeah.
Not doing anything to affect his life. Right.
It makes me feel bad,
yourself.
Though.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, but he's bagging on himself. You are messing with his life.
I didn't know.
He didn't claim it was a good joke.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, so Joey's like. It's almost like Joey's like going in uncharted waters. Like, it's like you don't know what you're doing.
Okay,
because you're messing with someone's life.
Here's my logic.
He's taking dark humor on himself.
Nick is darker than I am, but when Nick goes dark, he does it with a smile and a wink. I was dead serious. I was putting on a show for Caitlin, so she wasn't used to that. I thought she would be used to it because, you know, she's married to Nick. But I guess my acting was just really good.
But what I'm saying is Nick's dark humor is within the room, and it's like himself. We're all here. His humor, as far as I know, it's all here. Your joke was.
Cold-blooded
on something else.
He's doing it wrong.
Yeah,
you're doing
a dark,
it wrong.
I was drinking.
Blame it on the.
Yeah, exactly. It was a dark, practical joke.
That poor girl. Is she okay now? Your wife, Nick?
Yeah. I mean, am I okay? No. But she's fine. She has accepted his apology.
Boy, I'm still laughing at he brags about having. Two living parents. That's so
well, no. Him, Chanel, and Caitlin, they always say, oh, we're part of the Dead Parents Club. Joey, oh, you have two parents. And they actually
that's
make
funny
me.
That you feel bad.
Yeah, they make me feel bad because I have two parents.
And then I take the turn that's like, well, even when my dad was alive, I really only had one parent.
Okay.
Oh. See what you guys
See?
Did here?
You sit there every
you did
time.
This.
Nick, you do that every time.
Makes me feel so sad.
It's like just screeching halt.
We were just talking about therapy yesterday.
But see, it's all within the room, though. like Joey's joke was private, messing with your wife's head, like all alone, yeah. and then floats off.
He goes up, floats off into the deep end. He kicks his feet up on the.
Yeah, he got to leave.
And actually, in his own way, maybe thought he was kind of helping you. Maybe she, you'd think she'd be like, hey, babe, here's some cereal. Hope you're happy. Wow. All right, good one, Joey.
Hilarious.
Joey's joke book. Maybe once a week we can open Joey's joke book.
That was planned. Time
for
planned
Joey's
it?
Jokes.
Today, I let all my neighbors' dogs out in the street. Hilarious. Joey's joke book. Let's open up Joey's joke book.
That's
right. John J. Rich.
John J. Rich.
I saw this list of these myths. Myths that people still believe, but they're not true. Some of them I've heard of and some of them I haven't. Have you heard any myths about goldfish?
No.
No myths about goldfish. The myth was that goldfish have a 3-second memory. I've never heard that before. Apparently that's not true.
Just 4 seconds?
Studies have shown that they actually remember things for months.
Oh. How do they research that?
You got to ask a goldfish.
Nemo. They ask Nemo.
He's a clownfish.
Yeah. Well, they ask him, but he has friends that are goldfish.
You know, for a clownfish, he's not very funny.
Okay, now this myth I've heard of before. I've heard it my entire life. If you dropped a penny from the Empire State Building, it could kill you. You ever heard that myth before? Guess what? It would hurt, but it's too light. It doesn't have enough mass to kill anyone, so it wouldn't kill you. I always thought it would kill you.
Weird, because I thought that the whole myth was that it would get enough velocity, like a bullet. A bullet is small, but it could kill you if it's going fast enough, right?
Not according to this.
Oh,
wow.
This is another myth that I've heard. With bullfighters and the red cape and the red thing. Why? Why is the red there?
Because they're attracted to red.
Uh-huh. The color red sends bulls into a rage. Bulls can't even see red. The capes that matadors use are traditionally red to hide blood stains.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
What? Does make more sense. I thought the red.
So they don't get mad.
They don't get mad. They chase the red. That's what I always thought they were doing. Yeah. That's why they tell you not to wear red at a bullfight.
Bulls are mad
bulls
anyway.
Bulls come after you.
Ooh.
Here's another one. This is a big Friends episode that you should pee on a jellyfish sting.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
That has to be real.
It's a myth.
What?
It can actually make your sting worse. Vinegar or rubbing alcohol might help it, though.
Well, it kind of makes sense. When my mom peed on my ankle, it didn't help.
Wait, hold on. Back up, please. Hold on. Why was your mom peeing on your ankle?
Because a jellyfish stung me when I was young. I was like probably in elementary school. And we went in the shower and I just sat there while she peed on my ankle to make it feel better. And it did not.
I thought it had to be your own pee.
No, it could be somebody else's pee. It was Joey's pee, wasn't it? On Friends?
Yes, but it didn't help, right?
Last week, I was in the bathroom over here, and I peed all over Rich. I go, oh, I thought it was jellyfish pee. My bad. No jellyfish?
But you're good.
Here's another myth. You'll get cramps if you go swimming less than 30 minutes after you eat.
That's truth. That's a myth. Really?
Mayo Clinic says there's no science behind that one.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't come from nowhere. Doctors used to think that a lot of blood had to be delivered to your gut to help you with the digestion, so you might get tired really fast and drown. But now, that's just a myth. Now, it's not true. So you can go ahead and eat and swim. And I thought those were very interesting myths. So if you know of any other myths, shoot me a DM.
Walking around barefoot?
Does what?
Makes you sick? Did your mom ever tell you that?
No, I know it's actually healthy for you to walk around barefoot.
See, she... Ugh, my
I've
mom.
Never heard that before.
Yeah. You don't want your feet to get all dirty.
Haven't you heard of grounding?
Probably.
They say grounding, like they tell you to go out in your backyard or wherever there's grass and stand there with your bare feet for a couple of minutes because it actually helps like reset your cells.
I need you to talk to my mom.
And they say the beach is the best place to do it. That's why kids aren't sick in the summer because you're running around barefoot.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Mythbusters right here.
You guys.
Uh-huh. It's John J. and Rich.
John J. and Rich.
You know, we do a lot of talking about TV shows this show. Mm-hmm. There's so many that we're into. You know, we talk about Loki. We talk about Cruel Summer. Kyle's watching
The End of the
Effing World. Dave. There's all kinds of shows that are on. Whatever's, you know, Sweet Tooth. But Grant is what?
The Kim, the Kardashian, Andy Cohen special.
That, oh, yeah. Yes. But Grant is watching. It's called A Million Little Pieces or A Million Little Things, I think. A Million Little Things.
Why do I know that? Did you already watch that?
When it first came out, it was like, it was trying. I thought it was trying to rip off This Is Us. And
yeah.
It was, but when it first came out. But here we are, Grant's watching, but I think he's watching it because of his girlfriend.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of tagging in season three.
Right?
Which...
right? But you got irritated, right?
I got so irritated because the whole show is about this group of like five or six, maybe eight people that are close as adults. And I can't get into it because I don't have two adult friends.
You don't?
Not like that. Not that are entangled in my life the way those people are.
Right, like how are they entangled? I've only seen the first episode.
Well, it's so crazy because one guy got in an accident apparently last season and he's in a wheelchair now, but he had an affair with another one of their friends and she had the baby, but then her kids are going through some stuff and then somehow his friends are connected to helping the mother of this. I could totally see that happening in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of my friends' aunts had that group of friends. There was an affair. There was the kids having. I mean, it was like it was
juicy.
That show. Yeah.
I don't have any friends.
Like, with you?
I told we were watching it. I was like, this would be like if Joey, Chanel, Kate, and I, and then Kate and Nick and I were all like somehow having some weird relationships. Like I don't see how that happens. Like,
right.
Because like, I don't know. I don't have any friends that Caitlin would just hang out with by herself.
And it's not like you're even connecting work stuff. Like, it's not like, you know, you're from Indiana. It's not like, as long as we've known you, Indiana friends have come over to hang out with you.
No, I don't.
Like, there's nobody that close to you that you get in that like, I have two friends I grew up with that are really close to me. If you call it close. And I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, I've got...
That's true.
No, I mean, to a certain degree.
You've got monthly lunches now.
And I postponed the last one twice already.
So you have Mike and Greg. I have Eli and Craig. Like, those are my two buds that I still talk to.
What you're saying is, like, you wouldn't, like, hang out with their significant others if they weren't around.
No!
Yeah, that is a little weird.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. Like,
but just because you don't have that in your life, you have a problem with the TV show?
I would.
Because it doesn't seem relatable. Did you ever, when I watched the TV show Friends, back when Friends was on, I was in their demographic. I was in that. And I didn't have friends like that. But I would watch it because my mom said it was funny.
The problem is it's so, people also don't talk like the way they talk in real life. Everything is just... Gary, I was saying blah, 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 blah. They reset everything I understand because commercial breaks and that sort of thing. But people don't talk like that. And I've never met eight friends of, like, I've never seen this. So, I mean, and also apparently Gary was the guy from Psych. I don't know if you're,
I kind of remember.
Yeah.
But I never saw it. I just remember it.
But I mean, it gets juicy. I'll tell you what.
I'm in on it.
I was going to say, in summary, you don't recommend?
No, I mean, I hate watch it.
It's a show.
You hate watch it.
Episode one is where this guy commits suicide, jumps off a building. Oh. And it's all about how it affects all their friends.
And they're still dealing with it. I mean, I get it.
It's been 3 years.
It's been 3 years. I don't want to be heartless over here.
Neither one of you should talk about feelings.
When you watch the Friends reunion, remember the people who wrote the show said, we lived this life and we set this whole show up. These are the friends when your friends in your life are like your family. That's the whole show.
Right.
And you didn't have that in that world?
Yeah, I mean, I think I did, but not. I don't know.
And there's guys and girls, and you all kind of go out together?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really normal.
I think Grant's talking more about these are grown-ass people
now. These are like 40
people
that
are our
age.
I know you do. You meet with people once a week or something like that. You have brunch. But like with Grant, I think on the show, which I have not seen, but I've seen the previews for it, it's more like... they probably just walk into each other's houses.
Yeah.
They probably open up the fridges. They're probably like, if Scott's on the sofa or if Scott's in his office, home studio doing something and looks this way, that there'd be two people in the living room. They weren't there earlier. I don't think that's.
And they'd be like, Scott, we were looking through your refrigerator and we noticed that you weren't drinking enough dairy. Yeah, it's like that. Like you're just close. Like, no one.
Like, your friends probably knock on your door before they come over. And on this show, these
they
friends,
text me, I'm
just,
here.
They're okay. Just coming in.
They just have keys.
Yeah.
That is extreme. Okay.
That's what I mean.
Forget that show.
Okay, yeah.
And what's the name of the show?
A Million Little Things.
A Million Little Things. All right. Thank you for Grant's TV review. Thank you, Grant. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. You want to talk about my tick? Like I have a tick, a nervous tick?
No, your tech issues.
Tick?
Tech.
Oh, tech.
Tech issues. Technology.
Oh. Technology issues.
Okay, last week you saw John Jay's phone, his Instagram, that had a feature that everybody else's phone has, but his doesn't.
Yeah.
For some reason.
The video chat. Mm.
You've seen him over here work on his computer. You've heard about his car when he hears, I've never seen this before with all things tech. Mm-hmm. I saw it on our car ride. John Jay rode with me to go surprise our listener with $10,000. So I plug in my Waze and I plug in the navigation and I plug it into my car for Apple CarPlay to turn on. Mm-hmm. It turns on and then John Jay gets in the car and it mysteriously doesn't work.
Huh? I get in the car and I'm like, he's using this weird navigation. And you know Waze? Like, yeah. Waze is amazing. First time I ever heard about Waze, Rich and I were driving in LA and he had the Waze app on. He was like, this app is amazing. And he was talking about it. And I was like, all right, I get in the car yesterday, Rich is driving, and he's not using Waze. I'm like, why are you using Waze? You're the guy that told me about Waze. You love Waze. And he's like, it's not working. None of this is working. And, he doesn't know why it's not working. He's blaming it on me.
Let's see. Okay,
did
so,
you press a button?
I know,
John
I just got in the car.
All he did was get in the car. Let me tell you, I've driven this truck. I've had this truck for a year, and I drive it, what, 3, 4, 5 times a day? And when I go in, you put down your phone, and Apple CarPlay turns on, and I use Waze, and then I use, you know, whatever I'm listening to, iHeartRadio or whatever. And the only time it's not worked is when John Jay got in the car. And this is even weirder.
Hmm.
I drop them off here at the station, and everything turns back on, and it works fine again.
You must radiate, like,
what
some...
is that?
Energy that messes with.
It doesn't work
with.
In my car either.
Confusion?
Yeah, probably that. I put in that so my Travis Barker's car.
Yeah.
It has that Apple Play thing too, which I wasn't a big fan of, so I tried it, so I put it on.
So easy.
And then I'm like, okay, let me listen to our show on iHeartRadio on the app. It pops up, the logo pops up. I press play. Doesn't work. Nothing. I can't hear nothing. Mm. I've done it a few times. Nothing. Travis Barker's car does not work well with Apple Play, unless it's me.
I think you are technology cursed in some way, shape, or form. That's why your little music thing over there doesn't work.
Right.
That's why your computer thing doesn't work all the time.
Your Instagram.
Is Mercury still in retrograde, that whole thing?
Mercury in retrograde follows me just all around 24/7.
I've seen it for years. He buys stuff that it works for everybody else just fine.
I walk into a store and they ignore me. Remember, you didn't believe that. And then he came in with me and saw it happen.
It's the craziest thing.
What is it? You need a cleanse.
I do.
Yeah. Go get, yeah.
Like a juice cleanse?
It's a good squeeze.com.
No. You know, like from a brujo or something. Like a witch. Like some cleaning.
Like a blessing from a priest.
Or that, yeah.
Because the brujo also might go the other way.
What
yeah, you need like a good brujo, though.
What's that?
So someone to just get rid of a curse that someone might have placed on John
Jay. It's like a Mexican witch doctor.
Yeah, so, somebody at like some Apple store somewhere placed a curse on you. That's what it is.
I'm a living McAfee virus. You know what it's called?
McAfee?
My dad used to say McAfee. I don't know. And you know that guy, McAfee?
McAvoy, like the tennis
player? No, like the virus you just said.
Was McAfee?
Yeah, that guy. He's a real guy.
Yeah.
He's like wanted for murder somewhere.
Oh, yeah, he's strange.
He's like a pedo, right? Yeah, Grant was telling me about him yesterday.
Of course Grant knows about
him. Of course, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So creepy.
So you don't want to say that you were like that. No,
yeah,
not
like
no,
that.
Definitely
not. Not like that. I just knew he was a virus.
You got to watch. There's a documentary called Gringo about McAfee. It is incredible. And he is not a good guy.
No. Where?
He's like Epstein level.
So yeah. Did he name the virus after him or somebody named the virus after him?
No, he invented the software.
Oh,
the McAfee antivirus. Yeah.
And people still use it?
Yeah. But he went full tilt crazy.
So they still use his stuff.
Yeah.
And his company's still like flourishing, but he's psycho.
He's crazy. Crazy gringo.
Where's the documentary?
It's on it was on Netflix. It's called Gringo.
Got it.
Gringo.
So starring Jimmy Smits. All right. Thanks, Grant. It's John Jay and Rich.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.